Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to select two scriptures, one out of James and one out of 1 Peter that I want to read for us. The first one out of the book of James, chapter 4. And James says this, "And now I have a word for you who brashly announce, today at the latest, tomorrow we're off to such and such a city for the year. We're going to start a business and make lots of money." And James reminds them, "You don't know the first thing about tomorrow. You're nothing but a wisp of fog catching a brief bit of sun before disappearing. Instead, make it a habit to say, if the master wills it and we're still alive, we'll do this or do that." And then out of 1 Peter, chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. "Everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything." We've looked at Peter before in some of the past lessons, watching as he got out of the boat, and then he walked on water toward Christ, and then he began to sink when he changed his focus to all that was going on around him. Peter was a guy who was up and down, in and out, in his walk with Christ and Christ's call on his life. Even at one point, running from Christ and declaring three times that he didn't even know him. But he turned it around with Christ's help in the time he had left and got out of the boat and focused on and followed Christ and the important things Christ called him to until his last day on earth. I wonder where we're spending our time in the time we have left. Maybe we're in the boat afraid to move out, or maybe we're sinking in all the stuff and the problems, the distractions, noise, and all sorts of unimportant things around us because that's where our focus is. Or just maybe we're walking on water toward and with Christ, focused on him and focused on the important things and spending time with all the important people in our lives and having a positive impact on everyone who crosses our path and to whom he points us. That'd be great. Things we go through, things we see happening around us, people we love and those no longer with us, remind us that life we have been given to embrace and live here on earth is short. Things happen. People come in and then go out of our lives. And we are reminded once again that we're not promised tomorrow. A candle burning as bright as possible. That's us, but the wick keeps getting shorter and shorter. Maybe that's why for the last 4 years when I'm at home, I have made sure to go down the street to wave goodbye to my two precious granddaughters as they head off to school each day. One time around in this life, God has given us. We have been given one day at a time to live to the fullest and to make the most of, or not. We have been given the gift of the lives of loved ones that have blessed our lives and would leave a huge hole in our lives were they gone. Yet I would suspect that most of us, if not all of us, tend to live as if we had all the days that we wanted. I'm not sure we want to trust that belief. James and Peter suggest that we shouldn't in the passages we read a moment ago. I also suspect that as we live life each day, we don't give a whole lot of thought to the reality that this could very well be the last day we ever see the ones we love, bride, husband, some other special person, children, grandchildren, godchildren, friends, others who bless our lives. And maybe we should. I don't want to seem melodramatic about all of this, but I wonder when we will start to live each day of our lives as if it is the last that we may have, because, my friends, it very well may be the last. If that were our approach, I wonder how we would talk to those we love and those who love us. I wonder what decisions we would make on how we would choose to spend our time. I wonder the positive impact we would try to have on others around us. I wonder if we would leave the side of our loved ones as readily and as often as we do. I wonder if we would stay that extra few hours at the practice facility each day so we could win the game on Saturday, or at the office to make sure that we get that new account that might lead to a raise or a promotion. How many times will we do that, and at what cost to the lives of loved ones and those others who need us, which God has given us, and at what cost to our life that we were created to live? What causes us to live like that, to set aside those important people and things in our lives so we can chase the transient, the temporary, and the secular. Maybe we need to prove something to someone. Maybe we thought we were doing what was important at the expense of what really was important, and for too long have taken all that is really important for granted. And at what cost? A number of years ago, Elton John wrote a song entitled The Last Song. The song is written as the last words of a son dying of AIDS, written to his father. The father and son have been separated for years due to the son's lifestyle choices, of which his father disapproved. The father and son have now been finally reunited, as the father has returned to hold his son in his arms during his son's final moments of life on earth. Listen to the last words of the son written in that song. Yesterday, you came to lift me up as light as straw and brittle as a bird. Today, I weigh less than a shadow on the wall, just more, one more whisper of a voice unheard. Tomorrow, leave the windows open as fear grows. Please hold me in your arms. Won't you help me, if you can, to shake this anger? I need your gentle hands to keep me calm. Things we never said come together, the hidden truth no longer haunting me. Tonight we touched on the things that were never spoken. That kind of understanding sets me free, 'cause I never thought I'd lose. I only thought I'd win. I never dreamed I'd feel this fire beneath my skin. I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged the love between a father and his son. Not too late. But sadly, as their last song together, that father and son realized how much they meant to each other and what they had missed. Just something to think about in the moments that we have left. One time around in life, guys, my friends, to leave a legacy which will take value from the lives of others around us or add value to everyone we meet every day, helping them to become all they were meant to be. One time around to make lots of money and accumulate lots of things, to win lots of games and championships, or to support, love, laugh with, and nurture our families and those others who need us, who come into our lives for reasons we may never know. One time around to leave a legacy of things and stuff, or a legacy of fingerprints on the hearts of those who are less when we are gone, but more, so much more, because we were here. One time around to leave a legacy of material success, or one of significance and impact, reaching for the potential, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of all those children of God around us who need us. And in the process, leaving a legacy of changed lives simply because we were here. What will our legacy be? It's not something we should begin to think about only during our last days. It's something we should think about and live every day. What if today were your last day, my last day? What will people say about us when we are gone? What do we want them to say at our memorial service? Maybe we should start living that way right now. It's summer break from school, and in the fall, my elder granddaughter will begin college. And so in a couple of weeks, I'll be heading out again to continue to wave goodbye to my younger granddaughter, just one now, as she heads off to school. In the meantime, I will need to make a few calls to friends whom I haven't spoken to in a while. I need to spend a little more time with my bride and to help my son with some things he has going on, and spend some time with others needing an ear to hear them. I need to do better at all of that, at the important things. How about you? We get better with our priorities for a time when we're reminded of the brevity of life by something we saw or read in the news or experienced ourselves. But then the reminder cools and we go back to things as usual. But we need to do better all the time. We need to live and leave a legacy of purpose, a legacy of love, and with the realization that our wicks are burning shorter every day. And also the time with our loved ones and others that we can help may not be as long as we think. And we hope they are. I hope our time together today is just another reminder of that for you and for me, and that we will remember to share the moments we have with those we love and who love us, and others who may just need a moment with you or me today and tomorrow and every day thereafter, in the time that is left to us. What legacy will you live and leave in the days you have left? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for these men and women, friends, and all that they do, and all that you've called them to do. I ask that you would help them to respond even more to the important things in life, to realize that every day is a gift, and it may be their last, not to remember that in a bad way, Lord, but in a way that is realistic, so that they might refocus their priorities and their lives on that which is important, on touching the lives around them for good, leaving the legacy that you intended for them and me to live and leave. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.